Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 WRJM. We are Coleman's only rock station.
Yeah, I was waiting for like the first line to get done. I'm like, he doesn't sing for like a minute and a half.
So look, we are here on Thursday. We've had some incredible, beautiful weather. It's just unbelievable. We're not going to talk politics. It's all over with. And we had a good run with that. And so forward on. With us, Brother Bobby Hill from New Life Church, pastor, as always here every week. What's going on with you, Bobby?
Life, man.
life in general.
Life is happening.
It really is. Life is happening every day.
You know, sometimes life happens to you, and sometimes you happen to life.
Yes, that's true.
I think life's been happening to me.
So how long are you off work now?
Well, I'm not actually off
work. Okay, you're not off work.
I go to day shift. I work days in the summertime for, about 12 weeks till August. Yeah, while school's out, we work first shift.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So still doing the same responsibilities, basically?
Absolutely not.
Oh, so you get to do other things.
We yes. Summertime is all about mostly floors, getting the floors ready, stripping, waxing, those kind of things. You know, just doing some light maintenance and stuff like that, getting ready for the school year.
Mm-hmm. I drove by the other day, Bobby, and I told Danielle, I said, it's incredible how Coleman High School has changed in the last few years.
It really is.
Yes. Man, it's unbelievable.
It is. It's incredible. Yeah, sometimes it's unbelievable. You look around and see what you're part of, and it's so big and so good, you know.
It is. So you want to talk about crunch time. So I've done some IT work for some private schools around Coleman County. If you think about it, you can just about figure out who they are. What they accomplish in 12 weeks in between school years is, like, amazing.
Yes, it is.
And I would tend to work up there a lot in the afternoons and the evenings, and that's when they turn off the air conditioner.
Yes, exactly.
So I lost a lot of perspiration back in the day doing that.
But yes.
It's a lot of work.
At the high school, a lot of the air conditioning heat system is on computers, computerized and programmed. And so it's programmed, and so you can't do anything about that.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah. That's not good.
I've been in and out of some banks doing like large upgrades too, and they're the same way. And don't even try to change it at like 11 o'clock at night because it's not going to work.
And you can't predict what rooms we're going to be in, so you can't program it ahead of time. You just you do what you got to do, like you are. I guess you just show up and go to wherever you're needed,
Excellent.
So. And in the wintertime, wear a coat.
Yes.
It's going to be the exact opposite.
This is true.
Pay that light bill. Big light bill.
Yeah. Exactly. And they have to do that. I mean, be conservative.
Save energy.
While we're talking about light bills, all right, so in my other career, I've also done some IT work for some of the large industrial plants on the south end of town, and I came across one of their light bills one time. It blew my mind. My God.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Easily five figures,
For
1 month.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nice.
Well, let's talk about Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. There's a subject.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a big subject.
So as long as we have Jesus in our life, that's all that matters.
Jesus.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, Jesus. We all need Jesus.
Every one of us.
Absolutely. Yes. How about we say a prayer?
Let's do it.
Father God, we are thankful to you that you are good in every way and that you have gave us opportunity and privilege to know you. And we desire for everyone to know you. And we want that message to go forth that everybody, anybody can know you in a very personal way. And that's your desire. That's your heart. And so we're thankful for the opportunities we've had to talk about you, talk about Jesus and, during this show and this time. And so as we go forward, we're just asking you to continue to guide and direct and lead in every way. We trust you that the gospel is good and people need to hear that. Amen.
Amen and amen. So I had to quickly jump in a shower a while ago and I always turn on my favorite song. I Am Not Alone. Carrie Job.
Yeah.
I listen to that song all the time.
Yeah.
And I listened to it a while ago taking a shower.
Yeah. That's good.
That's a good song. Alone. That's a good song.
Yeah, when you got Jesus, you can't be alone.
No, he's with you.
It's impossible.
He's living within you.
It's absolutely impossible to be alone. You know, Jesus told his disciples, he said that to them. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. You know, and then he died and left. You know, and so, you know, you read that and you think that. And, of course, you sometimes you have to think through things and see the revelation behind that. But I'm convinced what he was talking about was the coming of the Holy Spirit, when now he never leaves us, he never forsakes us. And it's constant, it's permanent. And so I think that's what he was talking about, is what you're saying. You know, I can't be alone.
Right.
I'm never alone.
And you know, and while I was listening to that, and I was in the shower, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, I think, Daryl, one of the things that you have to realize is that he's always there. You have to understand how big the world is, but yet he's bigger than all that, and he's with all of us.
Yes.
I mean, he literally lives within us, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking about this while I'm taking a shower a while ago.
Yeah, awesome.
You know, is that you have that faith, and he's always with you, and you're going to go through some trying times, you know, and you're going to see some sadness in your life, and you're going to see people passing away, and you're going to see sickness and this and that, but you know what? I've got to understand that I am living in an imperfect world, but he's still with me. Mm-hmm. And I still got to have that faith no matter what. Obey him, know he's there, and you just keep going in life.
And that's the beauty of Christianity, is that, you know, he doesn't change necessarily the circumstances around us. So, you know, we do live in that imperfect world you're talking about, a fallen world that's corrupt in many ways. So he doesn't change all that for us, but he changes us.
Exactly.
And so we're different in the midst of that.
Right.
And so that's what you're saying. It's like the way I see that, the way I process it, the way I feel about it, the way I respond and react in the midst of that. Yeah. Because he's inside of us, man. He's with us. And so no matter what comes, no matter what happens, no matter how bad it is. And Jesus even promised, he told his disciples, he said, you know, you're going to have pressure in the world. Some translations say tribulation. You're going to have pressure in the world. There's going to always be pressure in the world. And he said, but I've overcome the world.
Right.
So,
I guess, you know, look, Bobby, my mind goes a million different places. I admit it. And I guess just, you know, like one of the things that I was thinking is, what, you know, what about a certain disease? You know, well, what if God just came and just cured that certain disease and everybody was cured? You know, and then human beings would go to the next step and say, well, then why isn't God curing this disease and this disease? And now we're trying to make it a perfect world, and it's never going to be that way.
No, not this world, no.
Exactly.
It's not.
So, you know, and then I told myself, well, there you go. You're going back to that faith, knowing that he's with you, and you believe in him no matter what you're going to go through. You know, he has a plan for us.
Yes.
And there's, you know, that ultimate plan, you know, for me to reach heaven, that we all have to understand that we're all going to go through stuff. And it's every single day.
Yes, it is.
But we still keep that faith that no matter what we go through and no matter what we see, he's still the light.
And I think it's important, you know, what you were saying. You know, we talk about believing in God and that he exists and those kind of things. And so there's some, you know, there's some ethereal thought about that, that there is a God, the Father in heaven, wherever that is. There is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who's a resurrected being that sits on a throne ruling and reigning. But what's more real to us is the presence of his Spirit within us. And when you were talking about, you know, I'm never alone, I believe that we need to cultivate a conscious awareness of his presence within us. I think many times we live like that's not true.
Right.
I live my life as if he's out there somewhere.
Right.
But no, he's right here all the time. And so I think a conscious thinking, having, and what you were doing, to me, is practicing that. It's a thought process of changing our thinking to think about, I'm never alone. He's always with me. No matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, no matter what's happening to me or around me, he is with me in a very personal way. And I believe that changes life in itself.
Exactly.
It changes it. It changes everything. He's with me. He's within me.
Yeah.
And so, You know, we tend to think God kind of comes and goes, his presence comes and goes with us, and, you know, when we're good, he's with us, and when we're bad, he's not, and, you know, but he's taking care of all that. He's with us,
right.
And as a matter of fact, we can't be good without him, so he's in us working that goodness, and it's his grace and his strength and power and presence within us that even gives us the ability to do anything good.
So, right.
So,
but you know, everybody in this world needs to do what I've done and take that few minutes. I don't care if you're even taking a shower,
yes.
But to sit there and realize and think
yes.
out, hey, this is really what's happening.
Yes.
And but I need to realize this every
yep.
single day.
Every day.
I need to realize this.
And really it needs to learn. I think it can be a discipline that we have, that we think about what you're saying. I'm not alone. He's with me. He's within me. And I think that needs to be a constant thing, that we come.
It does. It really does.
Constant. So it's every day, but, you know, is it possible? And what would it be if I always had that in the back of my mind? My subconsciousness was, he's with me.
Exactly.
No matter where I am, what I'm doing, what I'm thinking. And I think that's the way that we actually ought to live. He is our Father, God. And I think in every decision, everything we do in life, our whole thought process, you know, we ought to learn to relate to him in that way.
And, right.
And for me, that's the way I do. It may be different for different people, but I've learned the hard way, which is the way I learn most things. But, you know, I come to struggles or difficulties in life, and I try to figure it out, and finally in the end I say, okay, Father, okay, I need some help. Well, what if I did that first?
Exactly. The very first time.
And so what if my consciousness was always, okay, Father, you're here with me, so what do you think about this?
Right.
What should I do?
Exactly. And I really believe that's what we should do.
In everything.
In everything.
Yeah.
And get away from these worldly ways yeah. of trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
Because I think I'm wise enough, smart enough, good enough, whatever, to figure it out.
Right.
But you know, I think we're hitting on something that's really important. At the seat of our beings, fallen humanity wants to be our own God. And that's what that I think
right.
that is. So when we're willing to seat him on the throne of our being and let him be our God, then that's when we're willing to say,
right.
What do you think?
I agree.
Instead of what I think.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? You know, thinking about that, you know, Jesus taught some radical things, just radical stuff. And I love to read through the scriptures and look at some of those radical things. And a lot of times people have the wrong idea about God, but there's this scripture where Jesus is talking, and I'm just going to read a couple of verses here to get to the point. It says, if you want to be extraordinary, love your enemies. Do good without restraint. Lend with abandon. Don't expect anything in return. Then you'll receive the truly great reward. You'll be the children of the Most High. For God is kind to the ungrateful and those who are wicked. Isn't that an awesome
yeah,
statement? God is kind to the ungrateful and those who are wicked. Of course, if he was not, nobody would ever be saved. But,
there you go.
But there again, I think that's one of those things we put out there. But God is kind. And so I'm sure there's got to be folks out there listening who may not, probably don't have the right attitude or perspective about God. They probably think he's maybe harsh or exacting or mean or demanding. But listen, Jesus taught that God is kind to the ungrateful and to the wicked. So no matter how bad you are or
right.
what you've done, God's kindness is extended to us in a way for mercy and grace
right.
and love.
And it's funny you mentioned that, because earlier I was actually thinking the same thing.
Awesome,
that,
man.
That many people out there's perception is, well, this happened to me and my family, and God did not help me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm angered. I don't understand why he doesn't help me.
Mm-hmm.
Why do some people live a better life than me? Is there mm-hmm. something? Did I do something wrong?
Yes.
And I'm kind of mad at God.
Yes. Yeah. And so people judge God in that way. They judge him to be something he's not, to be someone he's not, because they think the circumstances dictated that God did that.
Exactly.
So therefore, he's
exactly
bad.
Right. Exactly right.
And we ought to always, and I teach, and I want people to always give God the credit. He's good.
Exactly.
If it looks like he's not, then you don't understand something.
Because in my eyes, with you having that type of attitude toward him, you've never really known him.
Never really known him. That's exactly right. Because he is good.
Exactly.
And he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked.
Yeah. And you know what? That just blows my mind, Bobby. It really does. He's that great.
I know it. I know.
He's that great. Not even being part of this human life that I'm in and this flesh, you know, because of how we think and, mm-hmm. and how we see people that are bad, and he still loves them.
Yes. Absolutely.
He still loves them.
Absolutely.
And for that man or that woman to drop on their knees mm-hmm. and ask for him to come into their life right now, he's going to yes. forgive everything they've ever done.
Yes.
I'll never think about it again, and you're my child.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to live within you.
He holds nothing against us. Because of the blood of Jesus, it covered everything. And he treats us as if we are, and we really are, his children.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's incredible.
That just fires me up, I tell you.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess a part of me, on a constant basis, you know, me being the human that I am, man, I just need to be a little bit more like him. You know?
Yeah.
And here I am of the flesh, you know, and
yeah.
do talk stupid stuff sometimes or whatever, like I do, because I'm very outspoken. And then I'm thinking the next minute, mm-hmm. I need to be more like him.
Well, and I do believe it takes the power of the Spirit. But listen, that verse I just read, I need to read the next one.
Okay.
Because it says, so imitate God. And be truly compassionate the way your father is.
Yeah.
So that's what you just said. I need to be a little bit more like
him. Yes, yes.
Now, I believe there's a hypocritical way of acting like something we're
right,
not.
Exactly.
So we may act like we're,
right.
you know, but with the Spirit working within us, I think we cooperate with that, and we do act more like him.
Yeah.
And I think we should all do that. Yeah. We all need to be a little bit more like
yeah.
him.
You have to have that true heart.
Absolutely. Not out of my strength. I can't be more like him out of my own strength.
You're exactly right.
But out of the Spirit that is within me, I can always be more like him.
Exactly.
And yes, I want in that boat with you.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be more like him.
Yeah. Yes. You know, and look, Bobby, I know that I'm covered by the blood, okay? I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But that part of Daryl, you know, that thinks outside the box and it's probably not right, you know, and I'm just thinking constantly, man, I just want to please him a little bit more and mm-hmm. make him happy of
yes.
Daryl. I can't help
yeah.
it, Bobby. I just think that sometimes. I just want him
I
just
think
to,
that's a righteous thing, man. I think that is a good thing. You want to please your father.
Yes,
you like
I do.
Your father.
I do.
Yeah, I think that's excellent.
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah, because I've always said I just want him to be proud of what
yeah,
I do
absolutely.
Every single day. I want him yes. to be proud of me.
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
I love him that much.
Yeah. And, you know, that just brings up another thought. For me, you know, when he said to Jesus, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased.
Right.
And that's the same words. When you're in Christ, that's the same words he has for you.
Yep.
And every one of his children.
Exactly.
This is my son.
Bobby, the Big D Radio Show is going to take a break, and we're going to be back in August sometime. So you and I get Thursdays off for a while.
All right.
And then we'll be back in August. Brother Bobby Hill, pastor of New Life Church, 1200 Wealthy Road.
All right. So I'm going to say this right now.
Go ahead.
Out of the blue. We may do just a random Big D Radio Show maybe in the middle of the summer. I don't know. Maybe from the middle of a pontoon on the lake or something.
Hey, there we go.
That would be kind of fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah, we'll see if we can do it.
Awesome.
I doubt we can put it on the air, but, I mean, you got Facebook Live. So.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you need. Noah Carpenter, he's coming up next on the Big D Radio Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is volunteer organizations active in disaster.
I read a blog today from a runner who said he noticed a difference when he smiled and nodded and gave thumbs up to drivers who passed him while he was running. He said the difference was significant. When he expressed a little acknowledgement, he could sense it being sent back. I think it might be time to realize that this observation is true in every circumstance, whether it be relationships, customer service, leadership, or parenting. When we acknowledge and show respect and kindness for others, it comes back. It comes back in a lot of different ways. Sometimes in thanks, sometimes in improved behavior, but most of the time in kindness return. It's a wonderful circle that should never be broken. What we have learned is simple. Thoughtfulness given leads to thoughtfulness returned. Kindness shared leads to kindness received. Give it a try. It'll come back to you. It'll make your world a little kinder. I'm Ed Harrell, founder of the Kindness Revolution.
Providing Cullman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Cullman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Cullman. Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show with me. Hey, look, everybody knows Noah. I think that's could be our new saying. Everybody knows Noah. Noah Carpenter, welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Noah, you're part of the Cullman Community Theater.
Yes.
Which is making a comeback because, as we were speaking earlier, you said that this was part of the community many years ago, and I guess it's kind of fizzled out, and now you're on a board of directors. And you're bringing it back.
Yes, we had probably maybe 10 years ago, it kind of faded out. A lot of the founding members were older and weren't able to be a part of it anymore. So it kind of backed up, and then we're kind of trying to rebirth it this summer.
So do you know much about it from when it was 10 years ago on some of the things that they actually done?
No, I was not an active theater member at that point. So I don't know a whole lot about it.
Okay.
I know they did great shows when they were doing it, and a lot of the directors that are coming back that were a part of it are statewide known.
Oh, wow. That's
so
incredible.
Like, it did great things for the community and the people who were in it.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to talk about The Music Man, which is going to be your very first production revamping this and bringing this back to the Coleman community. So you're going to have auditions Friday and Saturday. Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yes.
Friday, and then Saturday
10 to 12 on Saturday.
10 to 12 on Saturday. So look, if you're interested, go to Coleman Civic Center, and you can audition for the Music Man.
Yes, they're open auditions, so there's really no appointment. You just kind of
walk in,
sign in.
All right, so let me ask you, Noah. If I walked in, which I'm not, because I'm you wouldn't want me, trust me. But if I walk in and I'm going to do an audition, what am I going to be doing?
You'll sign up. You'll give us either your part in the play that you're interested in,
okay.
Whether it's Mary and the Librarian or
okay.
Back ensemble part, or your role. Like if you wanted to not be on stage, you wanted to be sound, you wanted to be lights, you wanted to be backstage.
Got you.
You'll give us that. And if that's what you want to do, we'll have a secondary kind of interview process with our tech side of the board.
Got you. So now, are you going to have this long list that people can look at to see what they want to do?
Yes.
Okay.
All the roles will be there, so you can find out what role you want.
So do you have any idea how many roles there actually is in this thing, this entire production?
The Music Man, that's kind of why so many community theaters choose the Music Man, is it's mostly unlimited.
Okay.
You have probably 8 lead roles, but it's based in a community, like a city community, and it's the whole theme is a traveling salesman trying to start a boy band.
Okay.
That's the boy band that like we're used to now, like a marching band.
Okay.
So you can put so many people on stage for this show.
Wow. So is there any chance that some of these members or the people that's going to get these roles, that they may actually be playing an instrument in this musical, or you're going to have the sound guys doing all that?
The sound guys will do all
that. Sound guys doing that, okay.
There's one thing about us technical directors that we like to have a whole lot of control about things.
Total control.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. So, look, it's open to all ages.
Yes.
So, I'm probably thinking what do you think the youngest age can be?
Youngest age, we would say like 5, but if it's a smaller kid like that, like you would want them to be accompanied, like a parent be part of the show too, or like an older sibling, something like that. That way they're not just kind of getting dropped off, and then and then once a theater's dark, so anything where you don't want your child walking around in the dark by themselves.
All right, so we're open to all ages, and this is, I mean, it really is a great family activity.
Oh yeah,
you know, look, and even if you have a large family and you all come up, you know, husband, wife, and kids, and they all try to get a part or something, how incredible would that be? And it would be fun. You know, look, you know as well as I do, there's not a lot of activity in Coleman going
on. Oh, yeah.
Let's admit it. And this would be fun for the whole family if everybody could get a role or something.
And you have so many of, like, those families. You get in the car and you sing together.
Yes, yes.
Why not get in the car and be able to, like, go through your lines and stuff?
That
and just do a
awesome.
Whole musical play in the car going down the interstate.
That would be fun. So this actually, once we get everybody together and everybody has a role, how many times are you going to have a rehearsal practice before the main event?
Rehearsals for a community theater, because most of the people have jobs.
Right.
They kind of work different than a school theater or something. So our rehearsal days will be Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays in the evening, and we'll rehearse based on scene instead of just going through the whole show every night.
Okay.
So everybody will come in. We'll have like a scene schedule set out after auditions, and we know what our strengths and stuff are. And then you'll just come in per scene until right there at the end, and then we'll start to run the whole show.
So I've decided that this would be a great Coleman promotional video if you get the group theater together and put them in the middle of, like, I don't know, Main Street. Get Dave Warren up there with a drone.
Yeah.
And do, like, a huge, like, I don't know, Michael Jackson Thriller scene or something.
Look, that would be so awesome.
I have heard small rumors about, like, our last Second Friday or something happening at the depot.
Really? That would be neat.
The beginning of the show is the salesman getting off the train at the depot.
That would be so neat.
So there could be a small pop-up scene at Depot towards the end of the summer.
How cool is that?
Sneak preview.
Yeah. If we've got some friends at Channel 6 or 13 or 31 or 48, we need to get them down here and get them on TV. That would be neat.
It would be a lot of fun to see all over the place.
So, but when we actually do it, we're going to be talking August 17th and the 18th, the first show at Coleman High School. So I guess it's going to be in the auditorium?
Yes, those are our projected dates.
Okay.
Those aren't set fully in stone yet, but those are really what we're trying to set.
And granted, you know, they need money, so there is going to be probably a small fee, you know, to bring your family and to actually watch the Music Man whenever it is at Coleman High School in August sometimes. So we want to let you know that you can follow Noah Carpenter and all of this right here through the Coleman Park and Rec page. Now, I think they have a Facebook page, and they have a ColemanParkandRec.com page. So you can, and Noah was saying if they didn't have a link on there right now, that they're going to have one really quick. So you can click on that link and see everything about the Music Man and what's going on.
And we'll probably get the Coleman Community Theater Facebook page up pretty
awesome.
Quick, too. We probably won't get a website this round,
okay,
but we should get a Facebook up pretty quick.
And most likely that will be Coleman Community Theater, those
yes.
three words that they can actually search on Facebook.
Yes, and then once Park and Rec starts posting us, they'll kind of link us in there, too, so you can follow us through
awesome.
Them.
So tell me, if you know, tell me what your long-term goal is.
For the Coleman Community Theater?
Exactly.
My professional career kind of started in a community theater. All of my really good connections, I've done big shows with like Disney licenses and stuff, that they all came through that, through Bank Street Players in Decatur.
Wow.
So we would love to be able to do two, maybe three shows a year, one in the summer, one in the winter, maybe one in early spring.
Right.
And do like maybe two big musicals and then a nice straight play that's
okay.
just real simple and easy and enjoyable for kind of that older crowd that doesn't like the lights and the
right.
loud music
yeah.
but still likes to be able to make it out to the theater.
Exactly. So in looking at the future and the future plays you're going to do, do you think they're mainly going to be at Coleman High School, or you're going to jump around to some other different venues in Coleman?
In Coleman, we're super fortunate. In our community, where Bank Street, they only have the Princess Theater right there in the middle of Decatur, but we really have three theaters here in
okay.
town that can hold us. We've got Wallace State, who just did huge technological upgrades in their theater, the high school, who is already state of the art,
right.
and then Coleman Civic Center has their auditorium stage that also has just gone through a lot of upgrades, with Desperation being there. They've done a lot of work there. So we can pick and choose between any
That's
of those
awesome.
Three theaters for everything we do.
Actually, Danielle and I was covering the election, night before last, and we was at the Coleman Civic Center, and I look up in the ceiling, and I'm like, where did they get all these lights at?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like, they have upgraded this place.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never go to the Civic Center, by the way. But it was kind of cool.
I was there for the CRMC Foundations Gala
oh, really?
A couple weeks ago, and I was amazed at what they've been
yeah,
able to
hey,
put in
hey,
there.
They have put some money in there, so that's a good thing. We always need upgrades in all of these places
oh,
that
yeah.
we go out, there's no doubt. Noah, thank you so much for being on the Big D Radio
thank
Show.
Thank you so much
and
for
look,
having
you
me.
You are welcome back anytime.
I can't
Any
wait to be back.
Anytime you come back, and we're going to talk about The Music Man and any other production that you have.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Noah Carpenter with the Coleman Community Theater. Coming up next, it's the boy from Holly Pond, Alabama. It's Jesse Priest, Nashville recording artist, and he's going to be playing some tunes for Big D. We'll be back in just a moment.
Of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband. 256-734-1077. 256-734-1077. Or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
I'm Ed Horrell, author of The Kindness Revolution. A colleague of mine authored a book called 212, The Extra Degree. In it, he uses hot water as an example of what a little extra can mean in our lives. He explains that water is hot up until the time it reaches 211 degrees. When it hits 212 degrees, it begins to boil. When it boils, it generates steam. And with steam, you can power a locomotive. 1 degree makes that much difference. The difference in a train sitting still or moving down the tracks at high speed. Maybe this year will be a good time to notch our lives up that 1 degree. Whether it be our work, relationship, health, or any other part of our lives, that 1 degree increase in effort will lead to some giant results. It's time to get that locomotive moving. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email ColemanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Coleman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Coleman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We are in our last segment. With us from the pond, Holly Pond, Alabama, it is the one and only Jesse Priest. How are you, Jesse?
Good. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. So tell me what's kind of going on with you musically here lately, and if you've played anywhere here lately.
Well, I've just been writing. Right writing now. Songs. I've been writing as much as I can. I actually have a song tomorrow night in Coleman in front of the Southern Eats.
How about that?
For the Second Friday
thing that's going Fridays. On.
So it's right across from the Catholic Church, and I think we're going to start about 6:30.
Okay.
So I'll be playing there tomorrow night.
Awesome. So y'all need to go out there and check out Jesse. And Jesse was a part of Jam Fest 2018 out in Battleground. And let me tell you something, Jesse, you were rolling it out, brother. I mean, you sounded great.
I appreciate it. You really did.
So I think I seen on Facebook that you just recently wrote a new one that you might be playing tonight.
Yeah, I've just recently finished this song that I plan on playing for y'all tonight.
And what's the name of it?
I've had problems with naming it.
Okay.
Just because I haven't.
This is the no name song right here.
Yeah, it's no name.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nashville recording artist Jesse Priest.
And this won't be as upbeat as Buzzin'.
I love Buzzin', by the way.
You've now broke the heart that cared, the one that I promised would always be there. As it fell, it reached for you. When you let it shatter, tell me, what do I do? 'Cause you were the song that I'd plan to sing for the rest of my life. Then you left me this way, and I'd give up forever and all of my yesterdays for just a moment where you chose to stay. For just one moment where you chose to stay. Be the first to admit it wasn't always the best. I tried, and I'd hardly rest. 'Cause you were the sky in my August sunset, my favorite dream, one I won't forget. 'Cause you were the song that I'd plan to sing for the rest of my life. Then you left me this way, not spin forever and give up yesterday for just a moment where you chose to stay. For just one moment where you chose to stay.
Good. Hey, for a no-name song, buddy, that rock right there. So, Danielle, I think you can agree with me. Jesse Priest is really amazing. Because, and I want to tell you how I am, because I'm so skeptical so many times. And there's so many people that you hear sing that you're going to like a song that they sing, okay? And you like their presence and their voice. But and I'm being 100% honest with you, Jesse.
Oh, that's what
but, I like. But your voice and the way that you sing, I don't care what you would sing, I would like it. I just love your voice, and I love the way that you sing. It's really incredible.
I appreciate
and,
that.
And you know what? I can't say that about a lot of people. I honestly can't. But it's just amazing. So, look, this is what I'm... Well, while you were sitting there playing that song, this is what's going through my mind. Okay, July, August, September, I'm going to throw a party at my house, and Jesse's got to come play.
I'll do it.
So, there you go.
I'll do it.
So, we'll get a... Look, I might even try to build a little bitty stage or something, and we'll get some folks at my house, and we'll just do a little party.
Hey, I'm doing the work.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I'm ready for it.
I can grill some hot dogs or something.
We're having a party.
And Danielle's going to do the planning. I'll grill some hot dogs, and Jesse Priest is going to be on guitar. And look, we'll probably get maybe two or three more artists.
Rock the South 2019. Paul Downs. Yes, Paul Downs.
Yeah.
Jesse Priest will pay and play. There you go. Rock the South 2019 if you would like.
I would love to.
Look, we will we'll go talk to Shane Quick real quick and see what we can line up next year. All right, so you know what my favorite song is.
Yes, sir, I
do. So you got to play it. You got to play it.
All right. Now, you can find this one on iTunes and Spotify and all your music download sites.
Okay.
But it's called Buzzin'.
I love it so much. Oh, my God.
You got me buzzing like a little bumblebee. You get me high like a bird up in a tree. You get me going like a river flowing. You get me going like a summer. Well, I thought I had it all figured out. Yeah, I thought I knew what love was about. But then you came and turned my world around. Yeah, you came and turned it upside down. You got me buzzing like a little bumblebee. You get me high like a bird up in a tree. You get me going like a river going. You get me going like a summer breeze a blowing, yeah, you got me, girl. Well, I thought about my past, and I didn't know if we would ever last. But then you came. And you brought me back. Yeah, you came like a heart attack. Now you got me buzzing like a little bumblebee. You get me high like a bird up in a tree. You get me going like a summer breeze a blowing, yeah, you got me down. Yeah, you got me, girl.
I will admit, I've been on the Big D Radio Show Facebook page, and I have went back and scrolled back many, many times just to watch the video of you. I swear I have. I've done it many times. I can't imagine. Listen, Jesse, I would almost make a prediction. If every country music station picked up that song right there and every one of them played it for a week, I would have to make a prediction that song would go straight to the top. I really believe it because it sounds that good. I honestly believe that. So we need to get some radio stations across the country music stations to play the song.
You got that on EP?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I haven't sent it to anyone.
You have got to send. Let me ask you this. I'm not that smart about this stuff. Like, do you have to get a patent on this song or something saying it's yours?
Yeah, well, like, I recorded it in a studio, and then I had to, went through, like, CD Baby, uh-huh. And they did all the, producing, like, you know, sending it to okay. iTunes and all that for me. So that's why, like, on the CD here, it's got, you know, the barcode gotcha. And all. So they know that That's my.
You trademarked so, their lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all everything.
That song should be on every radio station in America right now.
I'm kind of with you there, man. So, airing local artists. I mean, I want to do more of that, and I know that there are copyright concerns with people like that are covering other bands and things like that. It's a little bit of a gray area. But if it's your original music, you know, that's a whole different deal. But I still need to find that. Maybe that's a question for Melvin on Tuesday night.
It could be.
You know, I know that I've got, and I've had conversations with Charles Baker about it, but I'm thinking, like, you know, some of this time I'm going to have in the summer, we're going to figure out how to do that. And I'm thinking, there's a radio station in Mobile that I used to work for. They do local cuts every day at 251 because that's their area code. I'm thinking we need an area 256 up here. What do y'all think?
I totally agree, and yeah. I want buzzing on this radio station right yeah. here. I want everybody in Coleman to hear that song.
I think that's going to happen.
That is... I can't help it, man. That song just fires me up.
I'm glad you like it.
That first night, Jesse, when you opened your mouth, I'm like, oh, my God. This guy can sing, and it was incredible.
That's the normal response I get.
Yeah.
You know, some people be looking at you like... Okay, what's this guy going to do?
And you open your mouth, and that's it.
Start singing.
I mean, you just conquer everybody's mind as soon as you start singing.
But I want to say this. How you are in the studio, but your stage presence, young man, is phenomenal.
Look, he was on stage in Battleground, Alabama, and he was just letting it rip. And, man, people loved it. They did.
I had a great time out there. That was fun.
It was fun. It really was. So you have another one lined up?
Yeah, if you want to hear
it. Oh, yeah, come on. We'll play another one.
This is another slow one, and this is one of the oldest songs I think I've written.
Okay.
But I don't have it down on recorded yet either.
Okay.
But these are all some that I plan on this summer getting on a CD and having it for people. But it's called Small Town Queen. So many times I fell for the small town queen, and every time it was the same old thing. It's kinda like trying to find the end of a rainbow. Where did she go? Where did she go? Laid it all in her hands, gave her my heart, and we worked out the plan. Now I don't know what to do. Cause I'm missing you, and I'm asking where. Jingle. So many times my heart's been broken too, and every time it was because of you. Put on my faith, my trust, and love in you. And all your promises fell through. I've laid it all in her hands. Gave her my heart, and we worked out a plan. Now I don't know what to do. Oh, cause I'm missing you. And I'm asking, where did she go? Where did she go this time? Where did she go?
I want to say this, and look, this is no disrespect to anybody, because I don't want anybody to think that I'm disrespecting them, because I'm not. But you know, sometimes we all get fired up, even when we're at Rock the South and we listen to some of those famous people doing some covers from other people, okay? Because, I mean, sometimes you're in it and you're getting all fired up about it, stuff like that. But, Jesse, I honestly believe that with the way that you sing and the songs that you write, because they're all tremendous, and this is just me personally, I honestly believe that I don't even want to hear you play a cover song, because your music is so wonderful with whatever you play, and every song that you write is just, it's incredible. And you have that knack of your natural writing ability and your voice that you would never have to play a cover song for anybody in America at any time, because your music is that wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that.
And like I said, I don't mean that disrespectful to anybody out there that does cover songs, because I love people that do cover songs. I mean, I really do. But I honestly believe that you need to never do a cover song, because your music, that's great.
Well, that's an awesome compliment.
That's awesome.
I'll see if we can go, and I want one more.
All right. If Jay's okay with one more.
Yeah, one more.
All right.
Thank you, Jay.
Let's see. I don't know. What can I can't say on here?
You can say anything you want, brother. The mic is yours.
No, I'm saying like what words. This song is called Sunny Days.
Sunny Days.
And again, is me being a writer that people always ask me, why do you write so sad songs? And I'm like, well, people always told me, write what you know. So,
well, that's it.
This is called Sunny Days. Say rainy days hurt the most, but I bet they never had a sunny July. She looked so deep in my eyes, we had our final goodbye. The sunny days go straight to hell. I'll have the rain where you better. No one can tell if it's my tears or if it's rain. And that old song that she used to sing, well, it's permanently on my brain. And I can't shake the tune. So say what you will about your rainy days, and I say what I want about those old sunny days. Used to be a time I'd take them as they came, and that's before I met the wrath of the sun. I still have my pride in that song. But soon enough the rain's gonna fall. Some sunny days and go straight to hell. I'll have the rain when you better. No one can tell if it's my tears or if it's rain. Down by the lake where we used to go, well, I can't drive by without feeling low. Oh, and then the clouds start to fill my eyes. So say what you will about your rainy days, and I say what I want about those old sunny days.
Love that one too. What can I say? I love that one too. Jesse, thank you so much for being in.
Oh, thank y'all for having
me. We're going to take a few weeks off on the Big D Radio Show and come back in possibly 6, 7, 8 weeks, and then we'll be back full time. It's going to have a summer break, but as soon as we come back, we want you back in the studio.
I'll be here.
Just as soon as we come back. Real quick, I just want to remind everybody, the Link of Coleman County, they have a program called Bright Beginnings, and basically what this is, it's going to be a 2-week reading program, along with some other things that's going to be in different areas, and you can go on the link of Coleman County and check this out. And basically what they're looking for is a $100 donation, and that will put one child in this class. And the good thing about it is when you donate $100, Nearing Construction of Coleman is going to match it, and they're going to send another child also. So Big D and Little D, we donated $100 today to sponsor a child for this, and it just gives them, you know, some education and learning before they even get to kindergarten. So they have a basic understanding of what they're going to do in kindergarten, and it's just a great thing. And appreciate Dawn so much for all the different things that she does. And don't forget, you can check us out again next Tuesday, Triple Threat, Big D, Little D, Coleman attorney Melvin Hasten on Understanding the Law. And we're going to say a quick prayer, and then we're going to be out of here. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for being with us, God, for being with us here at this radio station. And Lord, we're just so fortunate to be here and to be able to speak to everyone in this community. Lord, and we just ask that you bless everyone in this community. Lord, be with Jesse as he travels on with his music. And Lord, we just pray that you bless him and his music each and every day. Father, we give you the praise, glory, and the honor that you deserve each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So don't forget, Big D Radio Show will be back in a few weeks. And Little D, Big D, we're going to miss you, but you can always catch us on Tuesday night on Understanding the Law. We'll catch you next time.